Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ of Session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 21 of this Daily Study Podcast. Yes, it's been a while and I'm not even just going to go into details why. It's been a very busy time for various reasons, but I'm back. Still have been studying through the last 2 months or so, or almost 2 months since the last recorded, but just haven't had a chance or the opportunity or the capability to sit and record it and then post it, etc. But here I am again, and you know, the principle of repentance is a wonderful one. It means that with your desires and with your intent, you can always try again. And so here I am. And yeah, we're going to dive into this Come Follow Me study for this week, Doctrine Covenants 41 to 44. And today we're going to begin with section 41. This is a section given to the prophet Joseph Smith in February 1831. And it's the idea that, as we learned last week, the invitation and the command to gather has now begun. And there is more organization taking place here. But what I like about this chapter is, first of all, in verse 2 it says, "Hearken, O ye elders of my church, whom I have called. Behold, I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall assemble yourselves together to agree upon my word." There is the importance here about the gathering. We actually learned about the principle of unity in our Aaronic Priesthood Quorum lesson yesterday. It was a wonderful lesson taught by one of our youth. And they explained it and gave some ideas very well. But this is, again, another reason why the saints have been called to gather together. And it's this idea to agree upon my word. This unity is such a powerful principle. Hugh W. Pinnock said, quote, "You see, one of the facets that makes us different is that we strive for compatibility. We sustain our leaders and generally follow their counsel and direction. There are many reasons to be unified, but perhaps the greatest reason is that we have been asked to be one. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord asks us to assemble ourselves together to agree upon his word. Joseph Smith stated, unity is power. When speaking about stability in governments, just so, unity adds power in the church and in our families." Close quote. I just like this. I think that this is a good idea to help to move forward in what we try and do, to meet together, to discuss, and to try and find ways to help us move in the right direction. And this idea of unity, I mean, this is why we meet in councils, and there are power in councils when we meet together, agree the direction, and try and identify how we can move things forward. So moving on, we find in verse 9 that Edward Partridge is called to be the bishop of the church. Now, of course, at this stage, with the church being the size it is, this is kind of seen as a presiding bishop role that we would have today in our church. Or I say in our church, it's the same church, in the church that is more global, as there is only really one major congregation that is gathering together. But the dedication he had, where it says here, to leave his merchandise and to spend all his time in the labours of the church. But I think what's most impressive about Edward Partridge is what's said about him in verse 11. It says, "And this because his heart is pure before me, for he is like unto Nathaniel of old, in whom there is no guile." Elder Robert E. Hale said this about being guileless. He said, "To quote, to be guileless is to look for our own fault first. When accused, we should ask, as the Saviour's apostles did, Lord, is it I? If we listen to the answer given by the Spirit, we can, if needed, make corrections, apologize, seek forgiveness, and do better. Without guile, true disciples avoid being unduly judgmental of others' views. Many of us have cultivated strong friendships with those who are not members of the church. We need them, and they need us. And as President Thomas S. Monson said, let us learn respect for others. None of us live lives alone in our city, our nation, or our world." Close quote. We need to be guileless. We need to be able to spend time with others without judgment, and to love and serve others and help them to be the best version of themselves that they can be. So I think that there is the opportunity here to reflect on the example of Edward Partridge and seek to be someone who is guileless and not judgmental, but loving and encouraging of others, to be able to help move things forward in the work. I think that that is something we can all aspire to. Thank you so much for listening to the study today, and until we meet again.